96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Le Coup d'Orée has opened a temporary food shelf. It's located in the space between Kubi's Coffee Shop and the Le Coup d'Orée Federal Credit Union at the intersection of County Roads B and K. Jennifer Cadot is the public relations specialist for the Le Coup d'Orée Tribal Governing Board. She says the idea of the food shelf was started by Le Coup d'Orée community members on Facebook amidst food share uncertainty. The Le Coup d'Orée Tribal Governing Board saw the idea and asked if anyone would volunteer. Jamie Fleming is the administrative assistant for the Le Coup d'Orée Tribal Governing Board and adds that many local organizations and community members have come together to support the food shelf through donations or by volunteering.
There's really just a number of people in our community and different entities that helped support the food shelf and donated time and food and, you know, monetary.
They've also gotten assistance from the Milwaukee Hunger Task Force and plan to work with the Feed My People Food Bank. Fleming and Cadot were asked by council member Jordan St. Germain to take the lead on the project and helped with the request. Cadot says there's been even more efforts to support the community through community dinners. The food shelf is slated to stay open through November 21st. Cadot says they are trying to figure out how to keep the food shelf open past then. It's open Mondays and Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. The food shelf is available to all Le Coup d'Orée tribal members. Tribal members should have their tribal ID when visiting the food shelf. Governor Evers has sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Education Secretary Linda McMahon demanding that she immediately release federal impact aid payments for 20 school districts across Wisconsin that serve over 21,000 Wisconsin kids. Schools were supposed to receive the first round of payments in October for federal school funding, known as impact aid, which is used by schools for basic operations such as payroll, transportation, programs, and new positions, among other critical areas. Federal impact aid is one of the most flexible sources of funding allocated to eligible schools, enabling school districts to hire and pay teachers, purchase instructional materials, and to support student transportation needs. This is especially critical for eligible Wisconsin school districts, as many of these schools are in rural areas of the state and face unique transportation challenges. 20 school districts located across Wisconsin, from Bayfield to Seymour to Black River Falls, received impact aid payments in federal fiscal year 2025, totaling over $23 million. Most but not eligible schools are operated by federally recognized tribal nations located in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to know their target before they shoot and understand the difference between swans and other waterfowl this hunting season. All wild swans are protected in Wisconsin, and it is illegal to hunt native trumpeter swans, tundra swans, and non-native mute swans. Other large birds, including the American white pelicans and whooping cranes, are also illegal to hunt. Shooting a swan can lead to fines or even the loss of all hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges. For more information about swan identification and tips, visit the DNR's Swans in Wisconsin webpage. The Hayward Intermediate School honored our nation's veterans during their annual Veterans Day program on Tuesday. Students at the school honored veterans through heartfelt songs, essays, and stories. The program began with a welcome from Principal Charlene Van Etten and continued with remarks from school board member Stacy Hessel, a message from Superintendent Mark Burquist, and an introduction of veterans from Assistant Principal Grady Radabaugh, who also recognized school staff members who have served, including himself. The featured guest speaker was Jean M., a retired Sergeant First Class with the Army National Guard, who is also the lead custodian for the school.
Your attendance here today has shown your appreciation for the veterans, and that every veteran feels that his or her service to the country, or to this country, is appreciated by their fellow Americans. Thank you all for attending.
The Hayward American Legion Post 218 honored veterans with a rifle salute and played taps, followed by a moment of silence. The program closed with Hayward Intermediate School students singing God Bless the USA. The Le Coudray community gathered for the 49th annual Le Coudray Veterans Powwow at the LCO K-12 school in the Teresa Williams Gymnasium. The host drums were the LCO Veterans, Pipestone, Hay Creek, and Fry Bread Nation, and the invited drum was the Black Deer Singers. Dylan Jennings was the MC for the event, and Mike Demain was the arena director. LCO AMVETS provided the honor guard, and the head veteran was Gary Quaterer Sr. Grand entries happened at 1 p.m. and at 7 p.m., with veteran honorings at 4 p.m. and a feast at 5 p.m., dedicating the day to honoring veterans and their service. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Murph does it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year for a second year in a row.
Well, I think it's a statement for the Milwaukee Brewers, from ownership to the Ivory Tower to our coaching staff. You know, it's an organizational award, and I'm very pleased to be part of this organization.
He's only the fourth manager to ever win in back-to-back seasons. Bucks basketball tonight. They're in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. College hoops. Wisconsin with a win over Ball State, 86-55. NFL, the Packers back at work after losing to the Eagles. Center Elgton Jenkins now on injured reserve after suffering a fractured fibula Monday night. Last week, it was Tucker Kraft and the ACL. Could these injuries become an issue?
I mean, we're not going to let it. I think the frustration is just that we haven't figured it out yet. We definitely come into every game with the confidence. We just got to find a way to execute as well.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 23 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be a sunny day with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at WBZH.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.